Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, January 16th, 2019. I'm Zach Hall. The big news today is a new Apple Smart Battery case for iPhone XS and iPhone XS Max and iPhone XR, each priced at the same $129 and shipping as soon as today. The new Smart Battery cases work with wireless charging, which is a nice surprise since the old Smart Battery case for iPhone 6S and iPhone 7 did not work with wireless charging, and Apple never made one for the iPhone 8 and iPhone 10, which were the first phones to add wireless charging. Apple actually says the new Smart Battery cases still won't work with the iPhone 10 despite having the same dimensions, save for a smaller camera compared to the XS, so we'll report back soon on whether or not it's actually compatible. The new Smart Battery cases are available in either black or white, with the same design seen in 9to5 Mac's original discovery of these battery cases back in early December. iPhone XS users can expect an extra 21 hours of internet usage. iPhone XS Max users can expect an extra 20 hours of internet usage. And iPhone XR users who already have the best battery life can expect 22 extra hours of web usage when using the new Smart Battery case. Apple actually mentions AirPower wireless charging mat support too, at least in a few regions, but AirPower, of course, hasn't shipped, so wireless charging will be limited to Qi-certified chargers for now. At any rate, kudos to 9to5 Mac Ski Rambo for the scoop in early December. And the new iPhone 11 prototype renders from OnLeaks have surfaced, showing a much different three-camera design than the previous prototype renders from OnLeaks last week, creating more confusion about what to believe or expect. While the previous renders claimed to show an asymmetrical vertical camera layout and a sort of square camera bump design, the new renders show a horizontal centered three-camera center, with the flash taking the form of a ring around the center camera. The notch on the front is also smaller in the new render, with the speaker moved above the Face ID sensors. But again, we really don't know what to expect with competing iPhone 11 designs from the same source at this point. Also making headlines is Verizon officially announcing that Apple Music will be included in its Beyond Unlimited and Above Unlimited data plans starting tomorrow, covering the $10 a month subscription at no additional charge. And Variety reports that Apple's first film project with movie studio A24 will be called On the Rocks and star actor Bill Murray and Sofia Coppola and Rashida Jones. Apple's video service is expected to debut sometime this year, although the recently announced projects likely won't be complete until sometime after the video service launches. And speaking of video services, Netflix has announced that it's raising prices for the second time since October. Netflix's mid-tier plan jumped from $10 to $11, and the top tier from $12 to $14 back in October. Now the $11 plan is going to $13, while the $14 plan is jumping to $16 a month. And DuckDuckGo has announced that it's now using Apple Maps for address and map searches on mobile and the desktop, touting a focus on privacy. While Axios reports that Johnny Shruji, Apple's chip expert, is on Intel's shortlist for its next CEO. Shruji is unlikely to leave Apple, however, as his focus at Apple has been replacing Intel chips and iPhones and iPads and maybe Macs soon. And finally, if you want a good full-featured Twitter experience on the Mac since Twitter started limiting what third-party apps could do and killed its own Twitter for Mac app, TweetDeck for Mac has been the only solution, but it's been really unstable. That may have changed this week with TweetDeck for Mac receiving a rare update on the Mac App Store that promises to reduce crashes on the Mac. We shall see. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5 Mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates throughout the week.